So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. All right, big stuff nationally, big stuff here locally. The RFK Jr. stuff, still a bunch left from yesterday. George Paquetta will be here at 12:30 today. We'll talk what happens next with SEPTA. Just think about it, how late Eagles fans were getting out last night. What it would have been like, except for George Paquetta, getting them to admit they have the money, put the trains in play. Now they're talking, actually, they were asked yesterday about, well, what happens with the next home game? And they said they're looking into more advertisers. This outfit, this SEPTA outfit, from stem to stern, has to be crushed. They are a laughingstock. They're arrogant, incompetent, up and down the line. Well, the next home game, you know, we'll have to see. We'll need another advertiser in order to make those trains get there. But they didn't get to cause pain last night. That's the good thing. All right, we got some stuff left over from RFK Jr. yesterday. Chuck Todd, who I'm not in full agreement with, says that ultimately Trump will move away from RFK Jr. Now, you may remember how tight Trump and Elon Musk were, and how Trump skillfully got out from under what was becoming something damaging. I don't think RFK Jr. is damaging yet, although some of the stuff back and forth yesterday was even with some Republicans. But there were a couple things we didn't get to play that really hit a home run with me. This is Cut 15, Henry. You're ready with that. Senator Marshall, Republican, Roger Marshall, made the point, isn't it time we come to the realization, commonsensically, that we're vaccinating for too many things, that this is ridiculous? I'm not on RFK's side. He's extreme on this. You know that. You can tell by listening to me. But there are points here. Vaccine injuries, why don't we know more about them? Why is there not more transparency? And just the overwhelming number of vaccines, particularly hepatitis B in many states, I believe, at birth. I mean, that's something involved with drug addicts and sexual activities and all that. Why would we be doing that? Well, they've gone too far with this. And that does give a launch point for RFK to reform some of this. So here's Senator Marshall. And it got pretty quiet in the Senate yesterday when he started counting off how many vaccines, or how many times, in his words, you get jabbed. Cut 15.
Behind me Yeah, I know it's going to be hard to see from there. I can barely read it. This is the current CDC recommendations for vaccines for children. On day number one, they get their first jab, a hepatitis vaccine. By the time they're 18 months, they've had 18 jabs. By the time they get to be able to vote, they have 76 jabs.
All right, 76 jabs. Any common sense, any gut instinct has to tell you that's excessive. So that's what leads to some of the stuff we're seeing play out here. Here's Harry Enten. This is Cut 14 on CNN this morning, saying that by any standard, by any polling, and we've talked about this, RFK Jr. is important politically because he brings a whole new group to the Trump coalition. A lot of them women, based on the health issue, the food issue, their kids, etc. And they may be apolitical usually, or even slightly liberal, but as long as he's there, they're going to ride with Trump. That's pretty powerful politically. So Trump is willing to overlook some stuff, even it gets pretty wild, I think, because of that coalition. Here's what Enten said. All right, out of the cabinet, who among people is the most popular out of Trump's cabinet? Cut 14.
You know, Harry, it's interesting. All morning long, I've been saying Secretary Kennedy could be the most embattled member of the cabinet. Fact check me here.
No, I think that's a false. That's a false. That's a Daniel Dale fact check for you. False on that. What are we talking about here? Net favorable ratings of key Trump officials. Look at this. RFK Jr. ain't exactly popular, but he's the most popular of all the key officials that we have recent polling on. Pete Hegseth, his net favorable minus 14 points. J.D. Vance, minus 11. Marco Rubio, minus 10. RFK Jr.'s at minus 7, but minus 7 beats minus 10, beats minus 11, beats minus 14. So, no, RFK Jr. is not a drag on President Trump. He's not the most embattled. In fact, he is the most popular official in Trump's cabinet, at least according to the polling.
It is interesting, though there have been calls for his resignation among some people in the CDC, but this was surprising to me to see these poll numbers here, which is why I welcomed the fact check from you. Another thing in the news has to do with Florida, where they're trying to...
Okay, so... Yeah, why would John Berman not? He knows that. He's just talking there, I guess. Of course he's got to know that. Of course he has to understand that RFK, he's got his own coalition that he brings to it. So whatever the other side is, and even Dr. Siegel on Fox went after him. A couple of the doctors that were on the Senate panel went after him. He's got his own base of support here. And because of what happened during COVID, one of the repercussions is there's not a lot of faith in any public official around health, around what people say. I mean, I'll be honest. When I hear the name Dr. Malone brought up here in the testimony yesterday, I know listeners might know him. I think that crackpot is there. Yeah, he is. That's how I see him. He's dangerous. All right. I've seen some of the things that he's written about and what he said, how provocative it is. It's like Joe Rogan country, where everybody says something wild and you get a big podcast number. But RFK Jr. is on to several things that people want done. I just mentioned the number of vaccinations, way too much. The senator, mild-mannered Marshall, made a good point there. Now, the best exchange yesterday that I like, because I like to hear both sides go back and forth on it. So Bernie Sanders and RFK Jr. were really good. You can argue RFK Jr. got him to call out Democrats. And since when? How have we evolved where Democrats are the party of big pharma? Remember way back when? This is before Trump. This is another big thing about Trump. Trump has turned it where he's undercutting big pharma and Democrats are bolstering it. It used to be pretty much the other way around. Democrats, at least Bernie Sanders, they would attack Big Pharma. A lot of them would. And Republicans were in their pocket or maybe agreed with them, and they would bolster them. So here is RFK Jr., maybe the best exchange yesterday, because I'm not just going to give you exchange. He scorched several people, no doubt. He had a lot of heavy breathing yesterday, too. We have some of that on the mic there. It was a little bit concerning. Here's the back and forth with Bernie Sanders.
Every single Republican, I don't mean to be political here, Mr. Chairman, has received PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. Are they all corrupt as well?
And I'm telling you, the American Heart Association has been co-opted by the food
industry.
Everybody
but you, Senator. But you know what? When you ran for president, you know, we have a corrupt campaign finance system. Maybe you will agree with me on that. Okay, you were running for president. You got a billionaire behind it. You received $300,000 from people, not from the industry, people in it, as I did, from individuals. You corrupt. President Trump got $3 million. Every Republican got corporate PAC money for the pharmaceutical industry. Democrats as well. Everybody is corrupt, but you? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. And I think the issue now...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I think you do know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The issue is every time anyone disagrees with you...
Are you saying the pharmaceutical industry was supporting my presidential campaign?
No, I'm saying...
I don't think
no,
so.
I'm not saying that.
All right, I thought that was a top-level exchange there. Okay, now, on to the matter of spitting. I hate the spitting stuff. Henry, I don't know about you. I don't know if you could police it in sports. It's completely sickening. It's completely unsanitary. I don't mean spitting at someone. We'll get to that. I mean just spitting.
Yeah.
I know it's part of sports, the batting gloves thing. It's a nervous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbing your crotch, that's fine, too.
Okay.
How's the voice today?
It's all right. Yeah, you can tell right there how it is.
So. Oh, okay.
You it's know, good to otherwise.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say pineapple juice. I don't know if we have any in the fridge. Yeah. I'm serious. We should keep it, cut it with water. It opens it up.
Need the emergency pineapple juice.
Don't you remember when Jim Jordan was running to be the speaker and he lost his voice and he was on the air with me?
Hmm.
The next day, they had him in front of this big gaggle, and on the side, his guy sent it to me. They had giant things of pineapple juice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So can you imagine the guys running for president gulping pineapple juice? It was the secret.
It's like, did you just get sponsored by Dole or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bob Dole. All right. So, it should stop. And Dak Prescott spits a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
It was obvious. There was no attempt to spit at this guy. There wasn't anything like that that I saw.
No, that was projection
on
the highest degree.
And I've just thought, look, the Eagles rolled the dice. There's a reason why he obviously is preternaturally talented, meaning physically gifted, beyond belief. He should have been the number one pick in the draft. That he dropped to them is just, well, you're involved in a thing where people die, drag racing, among other things. You know, people are going to remember that. But I think that last night he enhanced his value. To me, the takeaway from this is that Dallas had a chance because he wasn't in there. They were able to completely feel good about their running game. Otherwise, I'm not saying they would have stuffed it, but it would have been close, opening up the passing game. He enhanced his value, and the Eagles are kidding themselves. They are not going to suspend this guy, okay? I realize, a pizza bet. You think they might?
I don't think the Eagles will.
I don't think the league will.
I think the league would come down on it. Yeah.
They'll fine them.
Because we're in uncharted territory. I think a heavy fine at the very least.
Oh, yeah. But that doesn't matter. The suspension. You think they would suspend?
I don't know. He might be the poster child.
I make the case. It's a whole new thing, quote, sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
It's the very first, not even a play yet, other than the kickoff, right?
Yeah.
Of two big names, marquee, the first of the year. The whole world's talking about it. People in France that don't know football, you know, from soccer, saying, did you see this guy just walk up and spit on that guy? It did something to me last night. It told me that maybe there are. I was even thinking of changing the side questions. What are the things, even if under fire, the old values that are still there in large measure? And spitting on people, maybe people still get the severity of that.
Yes.
It's just beyond anything can happen to you if you spit on someone.
Yeah, no, all bets are off at that point. That's like throwing the first punch in a sense.
And it's casually doing it. It wasn't like he thought he was doing a big deal. He just casually, I think I'll spit on this guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, spit in my direction? I got to go spit directly on him.
Right. And it's a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. It's not some practice squad player.
It's not the Miami Dolphins. It's not the Lions.
Right,
not
that he's spitting on here. So in what universe do you, you know, come up with, well, what, Prescott? And that's ridiculous. I mean, I haven't seen as much spitting in baseball. During COVID, there was a big thing about it. and they seem to cut down on it.
I don't think enough people chew anymore to spit. That makes sense.
Yeah, that may be. I mean, why do you have to spit? What is it that's
zins?
So much in your mouth that you're spitting?
I don't spit zins, no.
Yeah, I mean, is it pumpkin seeds or Dak Pro?
Seeds at most you'd be spitting nowadays, but even then, yeah, you could just eat them.
Imagine you're tackled on the field and you got all these bodily fluids that are on. I mean, come on. What am I, Howard Stern now? Well, Trump? I'm getting crazy and germophobic.
Some people play chewing gum. Others, like, you know, a big chaw on their lip. I don't know.
No, he said he doesn't have anything. He just
spits. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Why? Do you have that much fluid in your mouth?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You feel like spitting now?
The adrenaline kicks
Greg,
in?
Greg, bring in that spittoon here. We need that.
Have you ever chewed tobacco, Dob?
No.
You want to do it on air?
No, I can't even imagine.
Throw in a Zin pouch, maybe?
I have a thing about dirt. And just
I used to do it. It's disgusting.
And that's right. Well, the vaping. Yeah.
Well, I vape now because of the...
All right. So what we're seeing is some people... Well, first of all, do we all agree that he enhanced his value last night? I don't care what anyone says. He enhanced his value. No?
Who enhanced his
value? Enhanced his value in what way?
No.
Well, you can see, we say all the time, oh, man, if Jalen Carter's not there.
Yeah.
I think he
diminishes that. I think he lost millions of dollars in an upcoming contract.
He definitely did that, too.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
He'll walk away. He'll go to another team. 50 teams will take, 20.
Well, then we should consider trading him.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's not a rational.
I don't know about that one.
He enhanced his value because he proved last night, without a doubt, against a team that's mediocre, potentially even bad, I think. Without him in there, they're in trouble.
Yeah, but you can't trust him.
Well, that's all true. And you took him. He was involved in killing in a drag race, a street drag race. And, you took him. You said,
yeah, but are you going to pay a guy top money, top defensive player money, with the notion that you might not be able to have him play a game because he might spit on an opponent?
And the answer is, in the NFL, it's reality. That's what you're dealing with. You can paper it over any way that you want. That's what you're dealing with. You got somebody of that talent, they can do what they want. I think that's a reality.
Yeah, I hate that I'm agreeing with you right now, but yeah, I think if he comes back, he's more motivated now, and he has that third season breakout.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, all bets are off again.
Now they can put into a contract anything that you want, behaviors you can't do, or you lose the money.
Yeah,
is
incentives.
Is that going to stop a guy like this?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
I don't think it'll stop him, but I do think you need to put that in your contract.
Oh, sure,
at least
he's
negotiate
try to do it.
Yeah.
All of his life, he has, because of his talent, he's just, God knows what he's been doing. You know. He's moved forward, even at this level.
You know what really pissed me off last night about it? And I'll be completely honest. The guy killed his friend in a street racing incident, right? And the reason why Howie thought he might be a good pick is because through the entire process, Jalen showed remorse. He showed that he wanted to move on. He showed that that wasn't his true self, his true inside. He wasn't an aggressive, reactionary kind of individual that would maybe find themselves in jail. You know, he was coming back from it. And then yesterday he proved that was all a farce. He is faking it. He is actually a bad human being that will react in that way.
Well, that would have been my judgment, but I'm a realist. If I told DJ this, he wanted to coach at various levels, and I said, look at what you're going to have to put up with. Imagine coaching Allen Iverson. I admire his unbelievable run through a wall, and his talent is all. I couldn't take it, though. I just couldn't take it day after day to have to coddle this. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do it. If you are going to be in those positions, essentially, don't kid yourself, you got to put up with it. You got to put up with this guy. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
That's a reality.
I agree. That's the world we live in.
I mean, it could be in almost every profession, there's somebody with singular talent. Let's say in talk radio. I don't know what Rush was like behind the scenes, but if he was going to do whatever he wanted to do, you're going to put up with it.
Yeah.
It's the reality of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in football, it's even more so. Okay. 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you in on that. Larry Krasner, speaking of one-of-a-kind talent, was on CNN. Talking about what to do if Trump says sends federal troops here. But on the spitting thing, you know, what should they do? I mean, it's an open question. I don't think the Eagles are going to suspend him. I don't think the NFL is. They're going to say massive fine, embarrassing, don't do it again. If they suspend him with only a 17-game season, boy, that's a lot.
I don't think it's a lot. I think you have to nip this in the butt right now. Make sure that this doesn't happen again. Suspension might be.
I am. He's shocked.
He'll be the poster boy. That's just all it is. That's all it is. It's not that. I think anyone else for the rest of the time would probably just get a heavy fine.
Okay.
But he has to be made an example.
Well, that will be 1/8 of the season I'll have lost just for one incident. That's a lot.
That's still on him. He shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have taken a slight at nothing.
Yeah, in baseball, they could suspend you 30 games, and it's still minor over 162.
I think there's another fold to this, though. Like last night, I had my 11-year-old nephew tuning in, right?
Right.
And on the verge of becoming an Eagles fan, transforming him from a Jets fan, a sad, sad existence that is.
Right.
But it's almost embarrassing to say, hey, become an Eagles fan when you have your star player on defense spit in the face of the opposing quarterback. I can't say to my nephew, that's not how we play the game, you know? And if he gets back on without a suspension, I hate to say, as an Eagles fan, as much as I value Jalen Carter, I can't look my nephew in the eyes and say, you know, that's the right thing, is that he's playing again after spitting in the face of an opponent. That's not how you show sportsmanship, kiddo.
All right, so 855, there are some things, thank God, spitting is one of them, that people still believe in. If you do it, it's so out of bounds. I still believe, you know, if you're going to have a fist fight with a guy, you can't kick somebody when they're down. Kicking's out. It's not kickboxing. It's fighting. You can't bring a gun to a fight. Do we believe it? Well, I don't know. You know. All right. So 855-839-1210. Jump on board. Let me give you the side question. Sadly, a giant in the world of fashion. I looked in my closet. I don't think I have one. I would like a nice Armani suit. Armani passed away at the age of 91. So we are looking for, and Henry kind of tweaked this yesterday, we are looking for a big brand that's named after a person. Like you say,
ooh,
Armani. Yes.
I like that.
Okay. I'm going to take what I think would be a winner. Not outside the box, but a winner as far as the premise, Ford.
Yeah.
Henry Ford's. Giant in the field, and you just say Ford. It's one of the biggest brands in the history of brands. What's yours, Henry?
I'll take one off the board here. How about Anheuser-Busch?
Yes.
Not for the reason you might think.
Right.
I found out this story a couple weeks ago on how Busch Stadium, the St. Louis Cardinals baseball stadium down in St. Louis, how it got its name. They wanted to name the stadium Busch Stadium back in the 50s. Mm-hmm. The MLB wouldn't let them.
Why?
Because you couldn't have any advertisements for beer.
Or
any alcoholic beverage games. So what did he do? Because it was Anheuser at that time. He decided, all right, I'm just going to name the stadium after me, Busch. And then he created a Busch beer and then changed the company to Anheuser-Busch.
That's
been sitting in my head for a little bit. I had to get that out
there.
That's
a pretty good one. And Dan, do you have one?
Yeah. Well, first, the one I was going to take off the board is the great brand, I say, tongue-in-cheek, Disney, Walt Disney. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Take him off the board. But I'll see your Henry Ford and I'll race you in an Enzo Ferrari.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a brand like Ford. Come on.
I mean,
it's more exotic. It's all that, but Ford just dwarfs.
Tom, I could see your Italian kind of just shedding off of you in these thoughts.
I can't go with Ferrari. I mean, they're luxury cars, but you can't, you know. They're great cars.
I don't know. Is Ford as big here as it is in the rest of the world? I don't know. I feel like Ferrari's big everywhere.
I think Ford is. Dwarfs. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not seeing any F-150s across the pond, though.
All right, 855-839-1210.
How many Enzos are you seeing here?
Get in on everything. George Paquetta will take us inside what happens next with SEPTA. They actually said yesterday, we're looking at another advertiser, if there's another Eagles home game, to transport people. This is an organization, disorganization, that needs to be stopped. They are shameless. They are inept. Up and down the line.
Can I hop in real quick?
Ford
sold 4.5 million vehicles in 2024. Ferrari sold 13,000.
There we go.
You know what? I'm wrong.
One is handmade. The other one's made in the assembly line.
Revenue for Ford, $185 billion for 2024. Revenue for Ferrari, $8.2
billion. It's not about the money.
That's right. It's not about any of that. Way to go, Henry Ford.
Ford operates globally in over 100 markets. Ferrari sells cars in over 60 markets.
And then there was the fact that Ford was a bit of a non-interventionist with Hitler. I'll put it politely.
UK, France, and Turkey have more searches for Ford, while countries like Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore have more searches for Ferrari.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Point made.
Just proving myself wrong over and over again here.
Do not wait. Don't get to the logjam at the end. Hit us right now on the side question. And also, come on. What should they do with Jalen Carter? I say he enhanced his value last night. Deep down, he proved you're going to see Dallas, mediocre running team. And yet, they were emboldened. They knew they didn't have to deal with too much there. If he had been there, completely different story. Maybe not a laugher, but it would have not been how it played out. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, Dom, to your Dano show. We're coming to your calls. Get in early on the spitting, also on the side question. And coming up, George Paquetto, who really is the person of the year. We're not even, you know, usually in December we start doing that voting. Just think of the things, bringing back Columbus, the statue, bringing back Columbus Day, the Rizzo statue, and now stopping SEPTA in its tracks, getting them to have to provide... And they're still dawdling. They're still saying, well, we don't know what we're going to do now moving forward. Well, apparently he says there will be big penalties if they don't do what the court says. So we'll talk to George Paquetto next. Then we'll take your calls. Jeff Van Drew on the show a little bit later today. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Big issues, big guests. Let's go to George Paquetto. And by the way, George has quite a sports background, boxing. He was a boxing commissioner, as I remember it. Hey, George, welcome in. Did that help you in your courtroom battles?
Of course, every time. You know, you learn discipline. You learn never to show a weakness. You learn look the man in the eye.
Yeah.
Those are all boxing techniques that serve you well no matter what context you're in.
Well, George, you look him in the eye, you don't spit on him like last night. We're talking about that before we talk SEPTA. Did you see that and any thoughts on, what should be done there?
I do have thoughts. You know, I was boxing commissioner.
Yeah.
And, part of my job was to regulate the behavior of the boxers that we licensed. And if I ever saw a boxer spit on another boxer, whether it was during the competition or on the sideline or whatever, I'd suspend him right away. I don't care who it was, what it is. That is not civilized behavior. Sports is an art, and it's an art form. And they're paid hundreds of millions of dollars to perform their art form. We don't want to see them spitting on each other, especially on national TV. Are you kidding me? That guy would be gone. Gone.
I thought you would say that. You know, and George, I'm heartened that some of the old-time values are still there, that spitting is seen as just so out of bounds. It just encourages me that it's not all change and anything goes. Now, with the SEPTA, my goodness, it's been a whirlwind this week. I don't know how you are going to take a break this weekend, I hope, but SEPTA seems to be still a little confused after being Baquettoized here as far as what they do next. What are they being told to do?
Well, the order was quite specific. They must immediately restore all the canceled services, particularly the bus routes. The bus routes are the most important because they serve the inner city, they serve the poorer communities, and it's the easiest thing to restore. Now, SEPTA is saying, oh, it's going to take us 10 days to restore the bus services. That is such nonsense. You know how long it takes to put a gas nozzle in the side of a truck, fill it up with gas, and get it on the road?
Yeah.
About a minute. You know, this 10-day stuff is just more shenanigans by SEPTA. And, you know, here's the overriding thing, Dom. Isn't SEPTA, as a governmental agency, isn't their primary concern serve the public, help the public, perform your responsibilities in a manner that best helps the public? Why are they doing what they're doing? They're taking on such bad PR. They're so misbehaving. It's like, you know, if SEPTA was not a well-regarded transit system before this whole episode, they sure as hell aren't doing anything to improve their image.
But George, to that point, I'd be interested. Ongoing, this has always been a contention of mine. You may know better. I'd like the judge to ask them point blank, who is it that is making this decision at SEPTA? Is it that the board says we're going to put pain on poor communities and Eagles fans? Is it the guy who is the head of SEPTA, at least by title, who seems to be reasonable? Who makes that decision to do that? We don't seem to know exactly.
Let me tell you something, Dom. We had a judge, Judge Thomas Street, who is as smart as a judge as comes, and she asked that very question. She asked that very question during the hearings. And you know what she got? Double talk, triple talk, hamna, 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 hamna. But this judge, you know, she was not going to suffer this shenanigans and fool tomery very well. She runs a courtroom. She gets to the facts, and she is one strong judge.
So, George, this should be resolved for now. They get to do the rates. That may be revisited. Did you happen to see, though, when they were asked yesterday, the SEPTA spokesperson, well, what if it's another Eagles game? I think the next one's September 24th-ish. They said, well, maybe we'll have to get another sponsor.
Can you imagine that? why doesn't the general manager, Scott Sauer, why doesn't he go on the corner of, you know, 12th and Market Street and put a tin can out there to help SEPTA? I mean, what are they doing? Are they crazy? It's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. It's embarrassing. We're a major metropolitan city, not in the state, not in the country. We're a major metropolitan country in the world.
Yeah.
And we've got the general manager of our transit system hawking nickels and dimes on the corner so he can run the bus service. What kind of tomfoolery is that?
Yep. Well, look, Eagles fans, particularly last night after all the delays, they thank you. We thank you. To be continued. Is there anything new on the Rizzo statue as far as timelines or anything like? I had to weave that one in there, Georgie.
Yeah, there is something new. I've got a foundry now who's given me an estimate of how much it's going to repair. And we're making arrangements now to have the statue transported to the foundry. And by the way, Dom, it's the same foundry that the original sculptor used.
Good thing.
So yeah. they're aces at it. They know exactly what they're doing. So we're going through that process, and then we're going to, you know, locate it. And we're still in negotiations with the city administration. I hope they still love me. But we're in negotiations with the city administration as to where it's going to be placed.
Well, I got to say, I think Mayor Parker has been very reasonable in this, given everything, George, and that speaks well to her and well to you. And she seems to say, yeah, right is right here. This is a giant in Philadelphia.
Let's do the right things. And you're absolutely right, Dom. You know, I guess there's a lot of criticisms out there, but Mayor Parker's doing a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. George, thank you. Stay well and stay active.
Always a pleasure, Dom. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, George. George Paquetta here on Talk Radio 1210. So the Rizzo statue is at the foundry now to be repaired. And can they get all this done in time and have it for Columbus Day and have it put in some? I'm not sure. We'll let you know. But you heard the latest inside step. Who makes the decisions here for these people? Boxing commissioner. I remember that. Pretty colorful character. And if you spit, that's it. All right, Henry, it's a break now then, right? Yeah. No, okay. We're
no,
good.
Oh, we're through.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Zenos here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Dom. It's good to talk to you again, you and your whole crew. May I make a comment about the guy spitting on people?
Sure, sure. Yeah, tell me in the world of Greece, what happens if you're a spitter, Zenos?
What, in the sports, during the Olympic times, that was almost done 1,000 years before God, what they would do, they would make a statue out of you and put on the bottom of what you did, and you would be shamed throughout the Greek world. Because the Olympics at one time was only open to the Greek world, from Western Turkey and, you know, where Greece is, the Balkan Peninsula.
Right.
No, they took... The ancient Greeks took their sports very serious, and there was no co-mingling with men and women there.
Now, but that's what they would have done. You would have been dishonored. But one thing, I played a lot of sports. I've never liked the jock strap, Henry and Zenos. You know, I've never used, you know, with basketball, a lot of people. How do you do running sports and all that stuff without wearing any clothing? That's got to be a little difficult.
Mm. I know. You're right. And that was where the men did, because you're absolutely right, because it was gymnastics. Gymnastics means gymnastic course. It means to work out in the nude.
Oh,
that's where the word gym comes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Zenos, who do you have on the side today?
On the side today is the Carhartt.
Why that?
Because it's one of the warmest coats ever invented. It was invented in 1889. Obviously, back then, they didn't have zippers. And that company's great. I had them all for work. I even got one that I used to go to church with when I take it off. The things are so hot, and it's the best coat ever made. And plus, the zipper is guaranteed for life. If you mail it back to the company, which I did, they'll put on a zipper for you for nothing and mail it back to you.
Thank you. Now, that's a good call. See how he brought out the Carhartt type of thing.
Yeah, he's clearly had a great experience with
them. We got to see him with the cowboy stuff and all Zenos. Oh. He didn't come to Mulligan's. We got to rectify that. Are we universal on the spitting, though? Or are people that are down the hallway at IP, I don't think they're saying anything more should happen to him because, you know, to Henry differs, but another game?
But like, okay, so you don't think he should be suspended another game?
Oh, I would, sure. I'm just saying people that don't look at sports the way I do, just to win here, no, you can't suspend him.
Okay.
He increased his value last night to me.
It's hard to say. It's going to depend. I mean, it's going to depend on what he looks like when he's on the field and what the team looks like again. Because I do agree, the Cowboys didn't have to double him a lot of the times, open up the running lanes.
Yeah.
And the game was closer than it should have been.
And psychologically, it becomes like you don't feel, oh, my God, you know, the world's closing in on
us. Oh, yeah.
You feel like you have a shot here.
There's a giant chink in the armor before the battle even starts.
Yeah, exactly right. It's remarkable.
I just got hit with a cannonball.
It's one of the 10 most remarkable things in sports I may have seen, at least in the last year. That's why sports is so great. You never know what's going to happen. On other things, you know, it's all scripted. Nobody's going to script a guy spitting on the quarterback. Nobody's
yeah, NFL script
that.
Writers are on
yeah,
point.
Nobody's going to believe season. Hollywood. They won't believe that. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Oh, man. He must have been on pins and needles as they're coming down to the end. Oh, poor Dak. Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe. How did you feel last night?
Man, you don't know me. You do not know me, Dom. After all the interaction we've had together,
yeah.
Dak Prescott has never, ever executed the two-minute drill. I knew that game was over the moment. He went four and out from the 50-yard line. All he needed was 15 yeah. yards, and he's throwing the ball 28 yards downfield, you know, in traffic. It was over. But what I got a kick out of was when Carter spit, my son, in typical Philadelphia fashion, said immediately, "This game is over." And I look at him, I said, "Why is it over?" And he goes, "Because we lost our best defensive player."
Man.
I told him, I said, "Jeffrey," and this is my oldest, the eldest son you have yet to meet. I said, "Jeffrey, there's 22 guys on the football field during a game, and you're relying on one, shame on you."
That is typical Philadelphia, though, right? What do you mean they're kicking him out? Yeah, right.
Doom and gloom right off the bat. But I love that Carter didn't – I mean, he's impulsive, Don. He is so impulsive, and he deserves that. And exactly what Dan said, he should have learned about that fatal car accident and getting a second chance and realizing that the Eagles got him because of that car accident. It was very, very, very advantageous. That he was there for the Eagles at that point because the guy's a talent. But the moment they had the ball and they got the ball back with, like, you know, 2 minutes and 23 seconds, I said, he's not going to march downfield. He never has yet to march downfield. So I got to be a realist.
You know what, Joe? The all-time great quarterbacks, one of the many skills, but one of the biggest, the two-minute or that type of drill. And those that were really good at it, you see what they do, and you feel it's inevitable, that the defense
and they
knows it's inevitable.
Yep.
Yeah,
they waited for that moment, whether it was Aaron Rodgers, Roger Staubach, Brett Favre. They waited for that moment. That was their time. Dak Prescott does not seize that time.
Exactly. Who's your side, Joe?
My side, in honor of this season kicking off, is the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, the all-time great, probably the greatest coach ever, arguably. Must have been difficult to play for him. I kind of prefer Bobby Knight, but I don't know if I want my sons to play for Bobby Knight. I think I could have, but I don't know, DJ and Luke, maybe not.
Before Bobby Knight, you had John Wooden, who was, you know, he was the cream of the crop. But, you know, just thinking about Lombardi, you know, all these years, I'm saying, boy, you can have another coach that comes along that surpasses him. And we may have, but his name withstood the test of time on that trophy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Real good one. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you need to do. And I interviewed Henry Bobby Knight a couple of times.
Oh, boy.
Not in person. We would have had to sit up. Dan would have been in there. Saying,
I would have loved
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love Bobby.
You know Peyton Manning, sir. Oh, my God, sir. Yeah. Well, sorry, the chair thrown across the court may have been a bit much.
Yeah.
But when that punk bothered him, I was with Bobby Knight on that one. Definitely with that guy. All right. More calls coming up. The spitting in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with Jeff Andrew. A lot to report on there. Freedom of speech and Stacey Garrity. The contrast between Garrity going on now and Shapiro is obvious. Shapiro saying he would never have the National Guard here no matter what happens in Philadelphia. So we'll talk with Stacey about that at 1 o'clock. Your call's next, though. Let's, for a moment, remember that living smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. And for 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchased of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. You just add Rescue's 1250 Omega-3s to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and RES-QLDL-XQ10 will be added for free. These are the very most popular over the years. So call them today, right now, at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use that code TOGETHER, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, at res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, Dom Giordano show. A lot on the job numbers today. They're not good, but we're seeing already signs they may adjust them upward quite a bit. And E.J. Antoni, this is the first time that he's been nominated. He's not doing him. It's some other interim guy until he gets through. That's Henry's biggest guy. He just calls him, hey, E.J., come on right now. Hey, I'm here with Trump. Put him on, too. So we hope to have him, right?
Yeah, I haven't had much luck lately with him. But, he seems to be busy, yeah.
The 22,000 a day was projected, 75. Now, the markets originally erupted positively. This is the weird world of Wall Street. Maybe I follow my 401k too many times, 7 or 8 a day, to see what the S&P is doing. Don't look at the Dow. Look at the S&P and look at the NASDAQ. And the thing that's happening, it was originally, now they backslid. They were happy because they said these low job numbers would force the Fed to lower interest rates. I'm telling you, if Powell does not lower the interest rate this time, imagine this guy, he's politicizing. He doesn't want to do it. He's got control and wanting over $1 billion to renovate his offices at the Fed. over a billion in Washington. All right, let's go to Bill in Montco. Bill, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, good to talk to you again. As far as the spitting goes, I think a suspension is probably not called for. A heavy fine might work. You know, that'll teach the lesson. And it seemed like with the game last night, the referees, maybe because I was thinking they were going to try to tip it towards Dallas, seemed to be giving the Eagles a lot more penalties of that nature. You know, like roughing the passer and unnecessary roughness and that kind of thing.
I think you're a little bit biased toward your Philadelphia Eagles, I understand. But come on, Bill, he's spitting on the guy. That's...
Yeah, but there's the thing where Dak Prescott apparently spit in his direction just before that. Now, that's not a direct provocation or whatever. Right. But, he shouldn't have done it. Responded in kind, retaliated in kind, whatever you want to call it. But, I just think, more than a little bit slap on the wrist should be able to do it in this situation.
See, I don't. I think spitting is so reprehensible. I think the takeaway should be try to cut down on spitting in general, not even at each other. It's just filthy. But what's your side, Bill?
Yeah, I'm going to say McDonald's. Now, it was Ray Kroc that actually developed the franchise as we know it.
Right.
But it did start with the McDonald's brothers, and they had to suffer through the indignity of seeing their name, that franchise being so successful. So understanding that it wasn't the McDonald's themselves, I still think we should probably give them some just due by mentioning them, that they were really, it was their idea, the whole fast food thing back in California.
Thank you. That's all true. Imagine you had the idea, and you had a little business, and Ray Kroc comes in, does a Henry Ford to it, and now it's arguably the biggest brand in the world,
though,
yes.
How many McDonald's are out there that just don't have that Ray Kroc to bring them into the grand scale?
Right.
Because, McDonald's could have just been a small local business for the rest of their lives
If
Ray Kroc didn't come in.
Yeah, it's a genius. And all he did, well, he's genius too, but he took the Henry Ford principle.
Yep.
And put it into fast food. And that's why yesterday you weren't, I don't remember if you were, we were talking about the guy that runs McDonald's now complaining that you get the tax, all these workers are getting their tax taken off. He can't do that with McDonald's workers. Well, pay them more. Let us tip them. I don't know who's going to tip a McDonald's worker. Maybe you ought to stop calling it a restaurant. It's a vending machine of food. That's all it is.
There's levels to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what he's going to do, the CEO, why he's angry about it. It's not for his employees.
Sure.
It's so he can lower wages and get away with it and say, you're still getting it the same amount.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't have to pay the taxes on it now.
It's a bad look. Let's all be happy that people are not having to pay more taxes. Anybody that doesn't have to pay more taxes other than corrupt stuff, I am so happy for. I'm happy for all of us. That's what our goal is. We all want to stop the taxation. And these people making tips are now going to benefit. Okay, Stacey Garrity, treasurer in Pennsylvania. And now, since we last talked, she solidified her support with just about everybody, is going to give a great raise to Josh Shapiro. She's next, and your calls, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.